Fatou Mandiang Diatta, alias Sister Fa, steht seit 2000 als Rapperin im Rampenlicht. Sie repräsentierte 2003 beim Festival du Rap Féminin International in Guinea-Conakry, den Senegal, und 2005 wurde sie nach Veröffentlichung ihres ersten Soloalbums bei den senegalesischen Hip-Hop Awards als beste Newcomerin des Jahres ausgezeichnet. Sister Fa benutzt ihre Popularität, um das Bewusstsein für soziale und politische Missstände zu stärken. Sie engagiert sich gegen AIDS und setzt sich gegen Genitalverstümmelung ein. 2011 gewann sie den Freedom to Create Prize, der an Künstlerinnen verliehen wird, die ihre Talente nutzen, um eine soziale Basis aufzubauen und Menschen zu inspirieren. Die Rapperin und Aktivistin Sister Fa ist für junge Frauen im Senegal eine Heldin und eine unerschrockene Kämpferin für soziale Veränderungen. Als Kind selbst, Opfer von Genitalverstümmelung, entschloss sie sich, ihre Musik und Kraft zu nutzen, dass diese Verstümmelung nicht mehr durchgeführt wird. Fatou Mandiang Diatta wurde im April 1982 in Dakar im Senegal geboren. Im Jahr 2006 zog sie zusammen mit ihrem Mann, dem österreichischen Ethnologen und Dokumentarfilmer Lukas May, nach Berlin. Seitdem wohnt sie dort zusammen mit ihrer Tochter. Mit ihrer aktuellen Band von professionellen Jazzmusikern werden traditionelle senegalesische Rhythmen mit Rap-Beats, Soul, Jazz und Reggae-Elementen kombiniert. Anlässlich der Filmpräsentation Saraba befand sich die Musikerin Sister Fa in Wien und gab Women on Air ein Interview. Der Dokumentarfilm, der im Rahmen der Frauenfilmtage 2012 in Wien gezeigt wurde, begleitete die Künstlerin 2010 zusammen mit ihrer Band bei ihrem Sensibilisierungsprojekt gegen Genitalverstümmelung Education sans Excision in ihrem Heimatland Senegal. Hip-Hop ist in Afrika aufgrund des starken Einflusses der USA bereits seit den frühen 1980er Jahren bekannt. Schon früh bildete sich jedoch ein eigener Stil heraus. Traditionelle Musiktraditionen wurden aufgegriffen. Afrikanische Hip-Hopper konnten dabei auf eine weit verbreitete Oral History aufbauen und auf den wichtigen Stellenwert gesprochener Sprache, Rezitationen im täglichen Umgang. Im Vergleich zu den USA ist afrikanischer Hip-Hop wesentlich politischer und geht direkter auf soziale Probleme ein. Obwohl der Stil ursprünglich aus den USA stammt, hat insbesondere die französische Hip-Hop-Szene die Entwicklung und internationale Verbreitung der Musik gefördert. Um 1985 wurde Hip-Hop in Senegal bekannt und es bildete sich der sogenannte senegalesische Senerap heraus. Der senegalesische Rap wurde vor allem durch MC Lida, MC Solar und Positive Black Soul in französischer Sprache populär. Sie vermischten Hip-Hop mit der traditionellen Musik des Balaks. Allein in Dakar gibt es schätzungsweise 2000 Hip-Hop-Crews. Mich hat interessiert, warum Fatou Mandiang Diatta beschlossen hat, Rapperin zu werden.
Yeah, I used to say that in a funny way that I was born a rebel. I come from in the south of Senegal where there's a lot of injustice, you know, where like it's like the part that the government don't really take too much care. And then the woman used to work a lot there just to have little thing to give to her children. The whole day they are working. And I was always asking myself, why? Then at a certain moment, I would see myself as like the one who have to say something for those women who think life is like that because they did not see something else. And then which kind of music can fit in that kind of situation? Hip-hop, because the Mbala music is like more for to glorify people. It's like the most popular music in Senegal, but it was not destined for critical situation. Then it was like to talk for people who cannot really say how they're suffering, okay, to do it in which way, music, in which kind of music, then hip-hop. Then for me it was really the kind of music that fit with the character I had.
Wie sieht Sarah Bar die Rolle von Hip-Hop in Afrika?
Yeah, it was quite famous because Senegal, I can say at that really, that period, it was like the United States, Frankreich, and then Senegal, because we had like a big hip-hop movement there. Yeah, it was a little bit like, it was even before I started the hip-hop, it was nearly like in the 19th, mm-hmm. before 2000, mm-hmm. the Senegalese movement was already really big.
Rap ist die Musik der Straße. Es gibt ganz selten Rapper, die in einer Schule gelernt haben zu singen oder ein Instrument zu spielen. Und das gilt noch viel mehr für Frauen. Viele Mädchen gehen gar nicht auf die Schule, weshalb sie später auch nicht auf eine Musikschule oder ähnliches gehen könnten. Die meisten traditionellen Sängerinnen sind großartige Musikerinnen, aber Analphabetinnen. Neben diesen nicht vorhandenen schulischen Möglichkeiten spielt die Sichtweise der Familie eine wichtige Rolle. In der Regel wird es nicht gern gesehen, wenn ein Mädchen Musik macht und schon gar keine Rap. Wenn sie da und ausgeht, mit Männern im Studio abhängt und dann auch noch ohne Geld nach Hause kommt. Die Familie und die damit vorgegebene Rolle der Frau in der Gesellschaft ist also die größte Herausforderung, die es zu überwinden gilt. Wie war es für Sister Fa, sich als Hip-Hopperin zu etablieren? War es für sie schwierig?
Wow, definitely. Because the thing is, the producer, that they don't want to take the risk to make an investment in a woman career, because they always think like, she will be not able to do more than, you know, 2 years. If she get known, someone will marry her, give her child, and it's over. Then it was quite hard, and it was like an environment who was like more like manly than it was just the boys. Sometimes they don't invite us. It was quite difficult. Then what the men have to do, like one to success, a woman have to do five. Mm-hmm. It was quite complicated.
Die Probleme, die der Rap anspricht, stehen immer in Verbindung mit der Gesellschaft und ihrer Situation. Das betrifft sowohl soziale Angelegenheiten als auch das politische System und seine Vertreterinnen. Hip-Hopper erheben ihre Stimmen, um das Leid vieler Leute öffentlich zu machen und um ihre Anliegen zu vertreten. Es gibt Musiker, die sich für Compilations zusammentun, um sich zum Beispiel für Demokratie einzusetzen oder für den Kampf gegen AIDS. Was Frauenrechte betrifft, gibt es so etwas aber nicht. Über welche Themen singt Sister Fa?
Yeah, my first album I was more talking about like the injustice, like those when they just give a girl to get married to a man older than her, than someone that she don't want to force her to get married. I talk about the injustice like in the army where they really use those soldiers, teach them how to kill, you know, how to be like in a part of the army. Then after 2 years, they just like get released and they don't have anything to do. Then I used really to talk about myself, to talk about AIDS that touch most of the African women, that they should protect themselves, and of course many stuff.
Wie wir gehört haben, heißt die erste CD von Sister Fa Sarah Bar. Auf dieser CD ist auch ein Lied, das Sarah Bar heißt. Und im Rahmen der Frauenfilmtage wurde der Film Sarah Bar gezeigt. Was heißt Sarah Bar eigentlich?
Yes, Sarah Bar, it's first of all, the name of the movie was a place where I used to hide myself when I was young. But I discovered one movie. And also it was about the journey that we organize every like 2 years with my band going in Africa, just trying to use art to really reach the young people, to talk with them about human rights. And then Saraba is just like the journey that the Link TV just like, you know, follow and really look all aspect about all of those problems that link to the to woman health. And of course, to show also that there is evolution, a revolution that began also in the African woman community.
In ihrer Musik kritisiert Sister Fa die Misshandlung von Mädchen durch die Genitalverstümmelung. Die Mädchenbeschneidung ist im Senegal noch immer weit verbreitet. 1999 wurde die weibliche Genitalverstümmelung zwar gesetzlich verboten, doch die sogenannte Exzision ist in ländlichen Gebieten stark verwurzelt und wird trotz staatlichem Verbot weiterhin praktiziert. Da sie als Kind selbst Opfer dieser über Jahrtausende alten Tradition wurde, versuchte Sister Fa mittels Gesprächen mit Dorfmitgliedern und vor allem mit den Kindern öffentlich über das Tabuthema zu sprechen und die Menschen zu einem Umdenken zu bewegen. Die Beschneidung verursacht nicht nur schreckliche Schmerzen während der Zeremonie, sondern kann sogar zum Tod führen. Und Betroffene leiden ihr Leben lang an den Folgen der Verstümmelung.
It's FGC, it's like female genital cutting. Mm-hmm. Normally the organization mondial of the World Organization of Health call it female genital mutilation.
Yes, FGM.
Then everybody is of course free to use the word he want, but me especially I use female genital cutting because mm-hmm. mutilate have a very neighborhood sense of cutting with the intention to hurt. Mm-hmm. Like they mutilate soldiers, they mutilate prisoner, you know. Mm-hmm. You mutilate someone like your enemy, but not your own children. Then in the case of this practice, most of the African women did not cut their child intentionally to cut them, mm-hmm. you know. And then I used to say, if you imagine it's all cutting, then of course in the movie it was about this, because this also have with human right to do. then we was trying to get involved the young people who doesn't feel really concerned with this topic, because most of the NGOs, when they went in Africa for this work, they work more with the women, you know, with the religious people, but not with the young people. And I think this is just like a waste of time, because you talk with the women and you wait the young generation to get like older, mature to talk to them, and you wait the other one when it will finish. I think it's important to get involved the young people, then at least we can have good response for the future.
Auch im Film Saraba geht es um die Sensibilisierung der Menschen zu diesem Thema. Im Dokumentarfilm sieht man, wie die engagierte Musikerin, um mit Kindern über FGC zu sprechen. Doch das ist nicht immer einfach.
The thing is, first for me to get like authorization to go in the school to talk with the children, it was quite hard, because the headmaster was not sure how the parents will react. If the children told them like someone come in our classroom to talk about sex, as the way they told me. But of course it was successful in the way that we really reach the young people through music, through art. We catch them via internet, those things that the young people like now. But not like the old method that NGOs are working since, I don't know, 50 years ago. And then of course there was like some resistance, because there is some people who still do believe that it's something good, something that belongs to their culture, to their religion, what is like a big mistake. It's like a social norms, of course. But those people, of course, always try to really just put like a big barrage between the chance that start already. And of course, sometimes I can just try to understand it. It was just amazing.
Scared?
Yeah, they were not scared at all. The first thing I tried to do was to really build a confidence between me and them. What I started was like telling them my own story via music, and tell them like my name is Fatuma Ndiata, and Ndiata is from the region, then I'm a Jola like you. Then you can already imagine that I went through to this practice, then I'm also a victim. Then I know what you're feeling, and I think you know also what I'm feeling. Then automatically they start, they did it to me also, you know. Then they feel like they can talk with me. And then, of course, I was just asking questions. I did not really went like in the intimacy and like to take out the secret of the young boy. But I was just asking very easy question. Do you know why I am here? Yeah, because you're here to fight against female material. But of course, I always like to correct them. Like, I'm not here to fight. I just come to bring the good information. And then, of course, I ask them, like, do you know the consequences that link to this practice? And they say it.
Okay.
Then they was just like in a hurry to break this taboo to talk about it.
It's just everybody knows, but nobody talks about it.
Yeah, because with who you will talk about it.
Yeah.
Die weibliche Beschneidung wird im Rahmen einer Zeremonie durch Frauen durchgeführt. Welche Position nehmen die Männer hinsichtlich der Genitalverstümmelung an Frauen ein?
The men usually in my hometown, they used to say, yeah, this is a woman problem, this. Of course, they always play like double face. Like, yeah, of course, we want the changement to happen. But if the men themselves refuse to marry a woman who is not cut, they are not helping.
Yeah, that's provoking then, the problem.
Yeah, I think if they make it in the other way around, like, if you cut, we won't marry you.
Yeah.
I think then all mother will stop cutting the girl,
yeah,
because they are like afraid that, oh, then she will not find a husband.
Yeah.
Then, of course, the men have a big role to do, but I think every man have to take the responsibility to talk to your own environment, to your wife, your sister, your mother, but not outside, because they won't listen to you.
Bei ihrer Arbeit mit den Kindern setzt Sister Farr wieder auf Musik. So singt sie mit ihnen ein Lied über das Ende von Female Genital Cutting.
From Tiken Jaffa Koli. Non, Alexision, ne les touchez plus, elles ont assez souffert. The young people understand now that this might be something not good for their own children, then they won't do it, then it's already good for the future.
Im Film Saraba besucht Sister Farr auch ihr Heimatdorf, um dort mit den Bewohnern und Bewohnerinnen über das Tabuthema Genitalverstümmelung am Mädchen zu sprechen. Das Resultat war durchaus positiv. Die Bewohner und Bewohnerinnen beschlossen, mit dem grausamen Ritual zu brechen und keine Beschneidungen mehr am Mädchen durchzuführen. Ich wollte von Sister Farr wissen, ob es dort seither wirklich keine Beschneidungen mehr gab.
Yes, I'm always in contact, because my father is there, my sisters and my brothers, they are there, and since they did not organize any cutting ceremonies, if they would have to, I will hear.
Sister Fa warnt davor, die Frauen, die ihre Töchter beschneiden lassen, des Genozids zu bezichtigen. Als Killerinnen, als Frauen ohne Herz. Folgende Ratschläge gibt sie Organisationen, welche zu diesem Thema in Afrika arbeiten.
Yeah, I think first of all, there is a big problem of approach of the way that people talk about it. NGOs especially, who's like having the ability to talk about this issue. If they don't know the approach, they don't know which kind of language, which kind of talk they have to talk with the community. Mm-hmm. It's always a problem because those women just see them like, what did they know about our culture, you know?
Yeah.
Then for many years, if it's like especially European, like NGO, they say, it's happened many years that they always come and give us really the wrong information because they want we to be like them and we don't want to be like them. Then sometimes you can really also try to understand them that it would be interesting to help and to really look for a solution, to really get involved, to really help the local NGOs to really have the possibility to go to those communities to talk to them.
Mit Gesetzen, Verboten oder gar Drohungen kann man da nichts erreichen. Man muss den Leuten Alternativen anbieten. Und sie können immer nur in einer größeren Gemeinschaft dieser Praxis abschwören. Nur dann fällt der soziale Druck weg. Wenn die europäischen Organisationen mehr mit lokalen Partnerinnen arbeiten würden, wäre die Sichtweise sicher besser und die Arbeit fruchtbarer. Doch es gibt auch Organisationen, mit denen Sister Fa gerne zusammenarbeitet.
There is a NGO called in Tostan that we are doing stuff since 2008, but I would like to be more open to other NGOs this time because it's important also to see what the others are doing.
Und möchte Sister Fa ihre Kampagne gegen Genitalverstümmelungen an Mädchen auch in anderen Ländern fortführen?
Yeah, definitely. We have some link for Guinea-Conakry, but what I have done in December, last December, I invite many artists from the region, like Guinea-Conakry, like Burkina, Mali, and Gambia. Then we sit together with Senegalese artists and look how we can use our art to promote more human rights. And then, of course, if everything is fine, and if I can really like have enough partner to really go, the first country that I would like to go, it would be like Guinea-Conakry and Gambia, because the practice is still going on in a very, very high level.
Doch konnte Sister Fa nicht alle Künstler überzeugen, bei ihrer Kampagne gegen FGC mitzumachen. Hat Sister Fa eigentlich generell das Gefühl, dass sie durch ihre Bemühungen Menschen dazu gebracht hat, ihre Meinung über die weibliche Beschneidung zu ändern?
I think so, because the thing is, you know, everybody is able to see what is true and what is not true. Mm-hmm. Then if you explain them all problems that link to this practice, there is no discussion. It's medically proved that through this practice, if you sew the vagina of someone for 15 years, you open it with a blade, it will be no more elastic and she can have problems when she gives birth. Mm-hmm. This you don't really know to really say more to for someone to understand. Mm-hmm. To explain them that you can have this to a lot of problems that are linked of this. And they really understand. Mm-hmm. The thing is just, it depends on the way that you have to tell to them. Yeah. Just like to say to your teacher, this is falsch. There's a way to say it.
Laut Sister Fa hat in ihrem Heimatdorf in Senegal keine Beschneidung mehr stattgefunden, seit sie dort war. Hofft sie darauf, dass sich die von ihr bezeichnete gute Botschaft von ihrem Dorf aus auch auf andere Dörfer überträgt?
Yeah, this is what the women say. They say to me that they will really take the sensibilization personally and work on it. And of course, I think it's important for the project that we should not stop, that we have to continue the project. Because if Chonkesil make a declaration of abandonment and the other village did not, it's bring nothing, because those villages who did not want, who did not agree with the declaration can just go there and project. Then for us, we really have to continue. The Senegalese government gave themselves a kind of like heim, a kind of like seal, and they say, in 2015, they want this party completely eliminated, and we are trying to work with them in this dynamic.
Daraufhin wollte ich wissen, wie denn Gynäkologen, also Frauenärzte, hier in Österreich regieren sollten, wenn ihre Patientin beschnitten ist.
I think for those women who are cut already, this is like more about the prevention. And yesterday, if I hear well, there is something that's going on already that is like very positive, that people are really getting involved, the kinder art and the gynecologue and all those women who works with heels. I think just to advise those women who have been like subject already to really try to preserve the heels of their children. I think this is the thing they can do.
Abschließend wollte ich von Sister Fa wissen, welche zukünftigen Pläne sie hat.
I start yesterday the record of my new CD, my second CD.
What's the name of the new CD?
Yeah, I think it would be definitely cool. This is just an idea. Bujungal, in Jola language, Bujungal is like Brücke. It's like a Brücke between the two culture, the Jola culture, the African culture, the Senegalese culture, and the German culture. Because my whole band, they are German people who bring their own knowledge that we work together to look how we can develop something that belong to this environment of mixture, of cultural mixture. And then, of course, we have bought already the flight ticket for Senegal. We will go again with the band, touring, going especially this time in school to talk with the young people, to get them really like to continue with the sensibilization, and of course be also touring with our agentur. This is like what we would like to do in the future.
Zum Schluss gab Sister Fa den NGOs, welche im Bereich FGC arbeiten, einen Ratschlag mit.
Just a little advice to those NGOs here in Österreich who is working in this topic, just to tell them like to not underestimate what they are doing. This little thing they are doing is saving the life of some thousand of little girl who will be soon victim of this party, that everybody can get involved, and I invite all people from Austria to be part of ending FGC.